USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now officially the presumptive Democratic White House nominee's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, is under Secret Service protection already. It's nothing that's been announced officially, but a law enforcement source told CNN that Harris is receiving protection and that it's typical of all presidential candidates and their running mates at this point in a race. Yesterday, Joe Biden and Harris held their first joint appearance as a presidential ticket in Wilmington, Delaware, and Harris was seen traveling from Washington to Wilmington with a motorcade and some clear signs of security. President Trump says a peace agreement has been agreed on by Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He spoke to reporters in the Oval Office and said the two countries are going to exchange embassies and ambassadors and begin cooperation across the board. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
59 Confederate monuments in the United States have been taken down so far this year. That's according to the Southern Poverty Law School. It says that's compared with 16 such monuments removed last year. A better-than-expected weekly jobless claims report just out from the Labor Department. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits dropped below 1 million last week for the first time since the pandemic began, down to a seasonally adjusted 963,000 or so. Senior economist at Bankrate Mark Hamrick says
the total number of people on unemployment assistance is now down to about 28 million overall. We also saw continuing claims dropping on the week.
He was speaking on CBS News. State officials in Minnesota want all four cops in the George Floyd case to be tried together. Yesterday, the state filed a motion to combine all four cases into one trial instead of having four separate cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break. Another recall is expanding, as we hear from USA's Wendy King.
A produce company in Washington has issued a recall for salsa made from onions linked to a salmonella outbreak that has sickened more than 600 people. Spokane Produce recalled several varieties of salsa products, including Saddling Up Salsa in mild, medium, and hot, and also Salsa Verde. The company said that no other products that it makes were affected. They also said no illnesses have been reported in association with its product. The recall was initiated after another one was issued by Thompson International earlier this month for red, yellow, and white onions linked to a salmonella outbreak. The FDA said at least 640 people have been sickened by the outbreak, including 85 who've been hospitalized. Illnesses have been reported in 43 states. Other companies that use the produce in prepared foods have also recalled their products, including pasta and chicken salad sold by Taylor Farms and diced onions sold by Marketside.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.